Podcast and 20 Minutes or Less Podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Tuesday, September 26, 2017. Beckler?
Shauna?
Hi, Shauna.
Hi.
People often ask us when we work in radio, like, have you ever sworn on the air? Have you ever said something you got in trouble for? What can you get away with saying and playing? Mm-hmm. We really got into that today due to a complaint that we got last night.
A valid complaint, I'd say.
I agreed with the guy. Arcade Fire has a new single out called Creature Comfort. Perhaps you've heard it. We're playing it now. And we got a tweet last night from Tyrell on Twitter who said, what was with the crap censored version of Creature Comfort you played? Really, we have to beep the words suicide and pills? So listen to this. This is what the song sounds like and then those particular parts. So we beeped suicide and dying there.
What?
And then this is the second verse. Some girls hate themselves. Hide under the covers with sleeping. We put a reggae horn instead of pills,
we did the party horn.
So Tyrell was confused because he thought that we make these edits, and we don't make these edits in the station. The label, they send this out. This is the radio edit version of this song.
Although normally we will get a different edit than sometimes some of the other stations because we require some edits, but not those edits. So did they send us the wrong one?
I don't know. I'm very surprised to hear that we would beep those words.
Yeah, that's weird. Why?
I don't know. But it got us talking about some of our favorite edits over the years. This is one of my all-time favorites. Perhaps you know, of course, Lightning Crashes by Live. Hopeless into the falls, to the flow. I've worked at radio stations that beep the word placenta. They replace it with intentions. Her intentions fall to the floor. Why? It's like, why? Placenta's not a bad word.
It's what?
Not, it's placenta's part of the a natural... body.
What?
It's like elbow. so there's that.
Do you remember when we interviewed Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats?
Yeah.
And he was talking about some of the suggested edits that they had, and there were some that were really terrible.
For SOB?
Yes, because a lot of the other stations will play son of a bitch, but they'll bleep damn and bitch.
Well, I know some of the pop stations here in Calgary, too, they just took the word out completely. So
yes.
He's like, son of a, give me a drink. And it's like, that word is the downbeat of the hook. You need it. It loses the punch of the entire song.
It completely loses it. And it made me laugh because he's not a fan of it either. And hilariously enough, it's hard to find that radio edit now. So I'm wondering if he almost tried to bury it. Like somebody tried to do it. And this is just terrible. So first of all, damn's gone.
Son of a...
Oh,
so they just get rid of it altogether.
It's like a car crash. Oh my God.
So that's all the remnants of that.
No,
so.
I'm kidding. It's the most important lyric in that song. By a mile. By a mile.
Yep.
Do you remember Ride With Me by Nelly?
Hey, yeah.
So he says, if you want to go and get high with me, smoke an L in the back of the Benzie.
And they just took out the whole entire line?
Yeah, and I remember when I was growing up, I remember it being on Much Music and they would beep high and L.
Right.
He would breathe in on high and out on L. And I don't like,
if you want to go with me.
Smoke a in the, yeah. But this one is just, listen to this.
Oh my God.
Nelly? Oh, there you are. Oh, thank God.
Let's just take out this whole stanza. You know, I don't like it.
Shauna, you brought up a good one that I had forgotten about and maybe one of the most famous examples of this.
Yeah, well, remember Black Eyed Peas, Let's Get It Started?
Yes.
That one, the whole song was redone because it used to be this right here. Get stoned, get retarded, get retarded, get retarded. That's the original.
Yeah, I had forgotten about that because it was Let's Get It Started was such a massive hit that I forgot about the first version.
Well, and they released this originally as Let's Get Retarded, and then they obviously got no radio play, and everybody was like, no. So they actually went back into the studio and re-recorded it as Let's Get It Started, and then everybody was like, this is a great tune, love it, yeah. So
probably a good decision on their part.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say they made a bit of money by making that decision. And
well, and of course they were saying we're talking about, you know, getting drunk and everything.
Right.
And but it's a very offensive term.
And a bit dated.
Yes.
That's a word that I think that, it got dropped so quickly. Like, I remember it being thrown around when I was young like it was nothing.
Yeah.
And then it got dropped so quickly. And now, it cuts so hard when I hear it.
Yes.
Like, even when you played that right there, I was like, I know. Oh, God.
And you rarely ever hear people use that word anymore. And then when you do, as you said, you kind of stop and you're like, what did you just say?
I know. And it's, if you listen to the show, you'll know that I'm certainly no bleeding hearts. And I think you should be able to say what you want. But it kind of, in my mind, it makes you seem uneducated when you say it. Because it's been such an easy change to make to your vocabulary. To, you know, you change one word and basically you can save somebody some hurt, right? I think it's the right thing to do. And if that's what you're going to hold out on, why?
Well, that's it. It's become so widespread that when you hear somebody say that, you're like, did you miss the memo? Or are you purposely not wanting to change? I don't understand here.
And also the Black Eyed Peas, I mean, when they originally recorded that, at least they had the tact to go and change it.
Yes.
But
I think a lot of people were like, that is a dumb thing to do. And they're like, you're right.
They're not really known for their brilliant lyrics, right? There's that one song where they just list the days of the week.
It's a great song.
And it was a huge hit. Yes.
Great song.
Our boss just came in here and told us about, it, hands down, the best one. Jan Arden's Insensitive. Obviously, you know that song.
Yeah.
But when it came out, a lot of the soft rock stations, I guess, felt that one of the guitar chords insinuated something.
A woman's orgasm.
Yes. If you're out for it, here it is right here. We think this chord right here. But.
How do you numb your skin?
That right there.
Right there.
Right there.
After right there.
It happens again. Ready? Touch. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Once more. There's a big one coming. Your
blood. Three.
Wait, they go electric here. After the
body rush. There's the climax right there.
That is provocative.
Who is she with? Because that is just four in a row. Woo!
That is hilarious. Oh, my God.
How is
especially
that?
Especially that electric one.
How is that suggest, honestly? Oh, wow. Wow.
Oh. You feel it.
Oh.
Is everyone okay?
Hot and bothered
over
here.
Are you okay?
Here. That is absolutely ridiculous. How would you say that insinuates, really? It's like,
and everybody at the soft rock station is like, oh my.
Like, well, we can't play that. That is completely. It's like the twang, you know, the erection twang, like, twing. You know, it's like, but, oh no, that is.
If I was her guitar player, I'd be like, I am the best. You're censoring my guitar notes because they're too sexual.
All the women
the best.
In all of the radio stations in the world think that I am. Wow.
Jan, if you're listening, which we know you are. Please give us a call and confirm if this is true or not.
One more time.
Play us out.
Yep.
I got to hear that one at the end right there.
That, yeah. Your blood. Oh, yeah.
Here it comes. After the body
rush. Woo!
Mercy.
The BHS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
We never ended up hearing from Jan. At least not at the time of recording this.
Jan,
please reach out to us.
Yeah, I know you're listening.
We have to know this. This is one of those, like, pieces of Canadian history that I find just so amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Like the whole Big Sugar's album in French thing. That was, that was fun.
Now the orgasms. Made by guitar. Oh!
I guess that excludes every song ever recorded with a slide whistle.
Yeah.
Anything with a guitar squeal, which is a lot of metal.
Yeah, the twangs. The erection twang. You know that sound.
Van Halen's Eruption is completely out of the question.
Yeah. A lot of songs we won't be able to play anymore.
In 20 minutes or less.
So there's been plenty of chatter with Nenshi and the arena and Ken King and the back and forth between that. But there's some other mayoral candidates who have a view on the arena as well. Bill Smith recently, he said he'll get an arena deal done, but won't say how until after he's elected.
Well, that is probably information that the people would like before they vote, I would think.
You'd think so.
Bill Smith has a ton of support down where I live. Like,
does he?
If campaign signs directly correlated to support, then Bill Smith is winning in my neighborhood for sure.
Interesting. Yeah. I just find this a bit of a bizarre tactic because, as you said, I mean, it's a little bit terrifying to just vote based on he said he'll get a deal done no matter what. Like,
yeah, but what are the the stipulations of the deal.
Like, I feel like we need some details.
Yes.
Like, can you clarify, you know, what exactly this entails? I mean, I understand that it's important, but if it's a $1 billion arena, let's say, or it's an arena that he wants to build in Airdrie or Okotoks, people may want to know this information.
I would think so.
Yeah,
I would think so.
I'll get it done. Will you? I will. I will get it done. So, yeah.
Did he say anything else about it?
No, he was just saying that it's important. He knows it's important to people, and he thinks that he'll get it done no matter what.
But no matter what?
Yes.
I'll get it done no matter what.
No matter what.
I just won't tell you how we're going to do it.
Until after elected.
Bill?
Yeah.
Bill? What did you promise them, Bill? Well, I just said it. I sold a couple of our hospitals, okay?
Oh, Jesus, Bill.
And all the people that work in them and the patients, too. We're going to get this deal done.
Bill. I sold a couple of the mountains, okay? A couple. Like the Three Sisters in particular.
Just two of the Three Sisters.
Two of them.
I sold them. Sold them to China. We're getting an arena.
Oh, my God, Bill.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I was talking to a dental hygienist recently who told me some crazy things about the dental industry in Calgary.
Did you go to the one that I suggested?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like them. What did they tell you?
X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna. Just basically what a shady practice it can be, and how, I mean, dentists at times like are just really ripping you off.
Like overcharging you.
Not even just overcharging you. She told me about a dentist that she heard of in town here who was performing unnecessary procedures to bill people for it.
Oh my God. Can you imagine being put under?
Well, that was it. She said there was one guy who was put under to have his teeth cleaned because his gums were so inflamed, and they just did a bunch of extra stuff while he was out that he didn't need.
Oh, my God.
that is fraud. And it's not only is it fraud, it's fraud on somebody's body.
This sounds weird, but I've always wondered this, because when you have coverage with work and they know that.
Yes.
They know that your company is paying for this. So I always wondered if they were paying more. Not to mention that sometimes it does seem absolutely outrageous what they charge for some of this stuff. And mm-hmm. I'm going, it's probably because they know that your company's paying for it. It's not out of pocket by you.
Well, it starts right with the fact that you can't really compare rates across dentists, right?
Right.
You're surprised when you go in there, this is how much this is going to cost.
Surprise! Oh.
And I wonder if you're right. If they see, all right, you're covered 100%. Don't worry, it's all taken care of today. And you don't know what... But wouldn't the like Blue Cross, for example, wouldn't they have an incentive to monitor this?
You'd think so.
Because they're the ones paying for it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I wonder if they do try, but if you just can't keep track of all of that, like, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. And I guess there isn't like a ton of regulation. No one's really. And how would you ever know unless you were a dental professional who happened to be in the chair and noticed that something was being done to you? It's just like a mechanic, right? They can basically tell, if you don't know vehicles, they can tell you whatever they want.
I know.
Yeah, okay.
Another thing that's scary, right? Because you go in and you're like, I hope you're being truthful. I don't know.
Right. But now imagine that the car is your face that they're working on.
And then they put your car under. Just the worst.
You wake up and they're like, we did all this stuff to your car.
You're like, oh.
Don't worry, it's taken care of. Oh,
that's
my.
Dirty.
See, and I've long believed that I think dental should fall under universal health care in Canada. Like, your teeth are part of your health.
Yes.
Aren't they?
And there's so much proof that if your teeth aren't in good shape, it causes other health issues, right? So,
for sure.
Yeah.
And to think, like, the thought that some lower income family, that their kids, their teeth are going to rot away because they can't afford to go to the dentist and have work done. That's horrible.
I know. That's
crazy.
I'd
totally pay a little extra in taxes to prevent that from happening.
Yeah. I would as well.
And I don't know if having it under the umbrella of universal health care would end these shady practices or not. I mean, I don't know what difference that would make.
I was going to say, would it be even worse then? Because then the government's all covered?
I don't know.
The bill, but I guess then the government would be like, uh-uh. No, 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 no.
Hey, we replaced all your teeth. They really needed it. You look great.
They were fine.
X92.9.
Does Canada Dry actually help you when you're sick?
I think so, yeah. Does it use real ginger?
I think, okay, it does.
Because ginger, like even you can get like ginger gravel, and like chewing on ginger is supposed to help when you're sick.
Okay, that does make sense, because I was always like, the only time people drink that is when you're sick, and that would be a genius marketing ploy if that was just them that came out with this. Like, no, it helps to be sick. Yeah,
we can corner this part of the market. People with the flu.
That's exactly it. That's completely it.
They call it, they say, oh, you got to get lots of fluids when you're sick, right? They never say fluids. any other time.
No.
We get lots of, in Canada, dry ginger ale is considered fluids.
That's really weird to think about, though. Like, fluids. Are you giving yourself an oil change?
Yeah,
like,
I'm not a car. Lots of fluids? What?
This sparked an idea, though, of doing honest drink slogans.
Because okay.
Canada Dry, I think, should just full out change their slogan to this. Like, when you're sick.
Canada Dry, because you got the flu.
Yes, that's exactly. Pretty good. Your tummy hurts, okay? Canada Dry, your damn tummy hurts.
My tummy hurts.
My tummy hurts.
Okay, what else?
Here's another one, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but Clamato Juice.
Like nobody really using Caesars?
Yes. So that's all that people use it for, or if you're on the plane.
Really? I've never seen this before. I don't drink it, so.
It's the oddest thing. Every time I'm on a plane, I never ever see people just drink straight Clamato Juice, and no. Then you go into a plane and every other person is like, I'll take Clamato Juice. I have no idea why.
Would it have something to do with how your taste buds change at altitude? Like, do you need something stronger?
That's all I can think about. Or, like, people, you know, get dehydrated on a plane, so they feel like this is a healthy alternative because there's a picture of some vegetables and shit on it, you know?
I guess so, yeah.
So, Clamato juice on the plane.
When you're on a plane.
Or on Caesar.
Obviously, Gatorade. You're not a pro athlete. You're hungover as shit. Obviously.
Yes, they try and target that at pro athletes, but let's be honest.
You're just hungover. You had a rough hungover. One.
Club soda. Old people drink that.
Is that a big old people drink?
It's
a
big old
Or is it tonic drink. Water? I always get the two confused.
Actually, so do I.
I know one of them, people on a diet, that's what they drink.
Right.
Like vodka soda.
Right.
No, soda's the one that people who don't drink, right?
Right.
I'll get a club soda lime. That's when people who don't drink alcohol.
Side note, a guy was walking into the gym the other day and he had a full 2-liter bottle of club soda. I was like, what are you doing? What are you planning to do with that, sir?
The bubbles enhance my workout. Okay, what else?
Orange Crush. For if you're six...
6 years old, yeah.
If you're six or my dad loves Orange Crush as well.
Bill Jefferson.
He does, yeah.
I have one more.
Okay.
Mountain Dew, your sperm count will be just fine.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
And that's the podcast for today.
That's it.
We got a few more reviews on iTunes, Shauna.
Oh, yeah?
All positive so far. Someone leave a negative one.
Well, duh.
This guy said, as a 20-year-old male who's at work by 4 a.m., I still miss the morning show, so this podcast allows me to listen to what I missed that day. It's also inspired me to get into the radio business.
Wow!
Now I just got to build up the courage to get a student loan. We weren't looking to inspire anybody to get into radio.
Well, now we have. We're going to take our jobs.
You're going to take our jobs?
We're going to take our jobs.
And take our jobs!
Take our jobs!
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.